Hello and welcome to PCP2. This is Pete Kogel and this is the podcast where I get into one genre of music at a time. This week I'm going to be focusing on what might be loosely called psychobilly. Have a listen to this. This is Creighton 66 and the head blown off.
I don't want to go down to the picture show if they ain't got no movies that know how to rock and roll. See your head. Space. It ain't some toxic waste. It could be 10 feet long and now it's chewing on your face. Well, that's a price you pay. You humans gonna have to pay. Cause you're with me in technology. You only understand part way. Wow. Keep the latest Meryl Streep. I want to see a movie with the psychopathic creep and cut your head right off. Hey, it's your town and toilet bowl. Yeah, but they ain't got no movies, know how to rock and roll. Yeah, they ain't got no movies, know how to rock and roll.
And all the talks are going to be that short, I suspect, in this episode of PCP2. Yes, that was Creighton 66. You can find them at steelcagerecords.com. They're from Kansas City in Pennsylvania. In fact, I love all the bands on this particular show are from Pennsylvania. We have a couple of examples from the UK, but most of them are American, most of them are from the Pennsylvania area. Rather nice. I got that from the Podsafe Music Network. So what the hell is psychobilly? Well, I suppose the first band I ever heard, and I had a great look on it, and Wikipedia as well, and it sort of does cite them as the founders of the genre, was a band called The Cramps. First heard about them in about 1979, 1980. Absolutely marvellous. Weird stuff. Playing psychologically damaged lyrics over the top of some very, very interesting rockabilly type stuff. And that's basically what this is all about. So I don't think there's much more of a history lesson than that, really. Just sit back, relax, or get up and dance. This is Chop Shop Bop by the legendary Hucklebucks.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Way down in the hollow with a snow giant, there's a wooden creek and the knotty pine. There's a chicken wire fence designed before bars, there's another 4 miles from an old hill's fire. Chainsaw fingers and bones, George from eyes, noses and toes, is the wisdom teeth from the not too smart. Hey, the horror's over, but it's only started.
The legendary Hucklebucks. Rather nice. Find them at musicforfreaks.com. Another band from Pennsylvania, this time from Pittsburgh. Last band was from Kansas City, this one's from Pittsburgh, and also very nice. So what's the lyrical content of most of these tracks? Well, it's all about sort of vampires and various strange goings on in with bats and all that sort of stuff. Oh, mostly stuff about cars, like that one. Chop Shop Bop, was that about cars or was that about death? I'm not quite sure. This is Lords of the Highway with a four barrel carb dual exhaust piece of shit. Lords of the Highway, and I suggest if you are on the highway and you do see a four-bar dual carb exhaust piece of shit, you stay well out of their way. Lordsofthehighway.com is where you'll find them, and if you want to go and see them in person, I suggest you go to Cleveland and Hawaii, because Ohio, because that's where they come from. Very nice. So, three bands from America, and what a surprise. Let's move over to a bit of a surprise, actually, all the way to Scotland, to Stornoway, the capital of the Isle of Lewis, where we find Girly Screamer, a track played by Memphis Louie and the Rockin' Firebird of Death. We'll be right back.
out.
Two guys from Scotland there showing that you don't have to be American and you don't have to be, well, I suppose, crazy to put together some fantastic stuff. That was Girly Screamer, Screamer, S-E-S-C-R-E-E-M-E-R by Memphis Louie in the Rocking Firebird of Death. Fantastic title for a band. Want to find them? You go to garageband.com /artist MLATRFOD. Yeah, get it. Memphis Louie and the Rocking Firebird of Death. Fantastic. Want to find out more about them? Go look on PCP, the website again. Go to PeteKogel.com. Navigate you over to PC Podcast. I have played some stuff from Stanoi before and do love them. Marvellous stuff. Let's go back to Boston in Massachusetts, not Boston, Lincolnshire, for Spoiled Sport. They're on a thrill date. There's going to be any vocals in that at all? No, obviously not. Until the very, very end. Almost Surf, really, isn't it? Almost Surf. And a bit of a reminiscent, I think, a little bit of the B-52s. That was Spoilsport, a track called Thrill Date, and you can find them at spoilsport.net from Boston in Massachusetts on the Eastern Seaboard. Let's come back to the UK. This time we'll go back to England, and a band I've played many times on my shows. Rather like them. This is a track that we might loosely call rockabilly, psychobilly type stuff. This is VV Bud, Vampire Voodoo Blow Up Doll by the Pocket Gods. I got a vampire voodoo blow up doll. Down in Limassol, she has my brain. think I've ever got through a podcast so damn quickly. We've had 6 tracks already, and it's only about 15 minutes in. That was The Pocket Gods, VV Bud, Vampire Voodoo, Blow Up Doll, from St Albans in England. Those guys are marvellous. Seen them live. Their last record release, and that comes from their last record release called Sci-Fi, get it right. Find out more about them at myspace.com/ThePocketGods. Very good fun. Right, the rest of the next 6 tracks, see if I can get it released in the half hour. I don't think I will, probably, actually. All these next 6 tracks are from America. Starting off with this one. This is Dino's Cream Cake. God. Dino's Cream Cake Brulee by the 7 Shot Screamers. Gets me every time I play that track. The bit in the middle with the Stairway to Heaven, absolutely fantastic. Dino's Cream Cake, still can't say it, Cream Cake Brulee by the 7 Shot Screamers. Find them at myspace.com/7, which is a digit, Shot Screamers, from St. Louis in Missouri. Absolutely mad. Speaking of mad, this is the Last Call Brawlers, who I don't actually think are still together anymore. I've had a quick look, and I think the last emphasis on their website was 2006. Doesn't matter, let's still play the track. This is Los Muertos Rock.
Oh!
bit mad, but a bit fun. That was The Last Call Brawlers, who last seen at lastcallbrawlers.com, from Arizona, and that was a track called Los Muertos Rock. And I think that's another sort of a piece of the puzzle, isn't it? So we've had the music style, we've had the references to sort of ghouls, ghoulies, and sort of psychedelia and vampires and all that sort of stuff. Now we've got the sort of the B movies, which is quite good, really. Sort of, I can imagine sort of B music. It's a genre of music I've never actually seen played live. I've seen them on television and stuff, but I've never actually seen them live, although I've liked the music for a long time. Rather interesting. There's a lot from North Carolina, from the US. You can find them at themalamondos.com, because that's what their name is. But they've got Nobody. With Nobody, from North Carolina, and you can find them at the Malamondos, not just www.malamondos.com. rather nice. I started the show off with a track which I didn't play the full of, the full track. If you want to hear the full track, you have to head over to PC Podcast. But if you want to hear another track, this was by the band The Mansfields. This is Tattoo Memories.
Baby, it's okay.
fantastic. The Mansfield's there on Tattoo Memories. They can be found at myspace.com/TheMansfield. From Denver and Colorado. Got that from Promonet. Oh, they're fantastic. Two more tracks and then we're out of here. The first of which is takes us all the way back to where we started in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. This is the Young Werewolves and a track called Evil Soul. Ending and probably the closest I think to the Cramps sound that was that band there was the Young Werewolves. You can find them at www.theyoungwerewolves.com. That track was Evil Soul. Got that from the Podsafe Museum as well, but as I said, they're from Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and Pennsylvania. Right, it's last track time, so I've got one more track to play and then I shall be out of here. Hope you've enjoyed the show so far. If you, I don't know what I'm going to do in my next show, I haven't actually decided yet. So if you have any recommendations of any genres of music you'd like me to explore, any recommendations of tracks or artists that you think should be in that particular episode of PCP2, drop me a line, pete.kogel@gmail.com. That would be rather nice. Right, I'm going to leave you with one last track, as I said. They're from San Francisco, this band. They're called The Merry Widows. You can find them at myspace.com/TheMerryWidowsMusic. They've got a snake bite kind of love. I'll see you soon. Ta-ta.
We've got a snake bite kind of love. And what's that bite? It's in your blood. Your copperhead quail, then I'm running through my veins. Sure ain't sent from above, it's just a snake bite kind of love. It's just a snake bite kind of love. My reptile skin fits like a gun. It's temptation by the foot. Need you take a second look.
by kind of love. It's a snake by kind of love. Snake by kind of love.